You're on The Burt Show.
Yeah, we're live in the Nokia Theater again today, and we got a whole bunch of American Idol contestants from past years that are going to be coming in here today that we'll talk to. Yesterday, a whole bunch of the more recent American Idol finalists made the rounds.
The contestants from this season.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And also we talked to Chris Allen yesterday.
Which was cool.
You'll hear from Jordan Sparks in a couple of minutes and about her pregnancy and her little baby boy.
Oh, jeez.
Touching
oh my
story.
God, Bert. Seriously. Oh, my goodness.
And Bo Bice, who you haven't really heard a lot of since his season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he hasn't done a lot of mainstream music, but at least in talking to him yesterday, he does seem like totally at peace with it.
He's a cool dude.
Very cool dude.
And he's still doing his thing in Nashville. So
he was the original Casey James. That's why
yeah.
Wendy likes him.
Like, in your opinion, if this is Hair Idol, who wins? Does it go to Casey James or does it go to Bo Bice?
Well, Bo Bice had the longer hair. So, I mean, going with more recent Casey James.
And he was the original, too. And we had to school him a little bit on the whole Hotlanta thing.
Now he's on board.
Now he's on board. Here's Bo Bice on The Burt Show, live from L.A. Let's talk about the Hotlanta hit. Because you can understand this, dude, because you're from the South and all.
Yeah.
You know that we don't refer to Atlanta anymore as Hotlanta.
Why not?
Kind of an old school, like 1982 thing. So we launched this campaign like 6 months ago to rid the city of Hotlanta. So it's sort of our job to educate when someone says Hotlanta from the outside. Then now we call it like Atlanta.
Warm Atlanta?
Not even warm. Not even
brisk Atlanta. Brisk Atlanta.
Like ATL.
ATL.
Or like
yeah, but
A.
I figured, it's like the ATL. That for me, because I've got family in Atlanta. You know, I lived in Atlanta and Smyrna for many years in Cobb County. So technically, I think that this is not even relevant to me because I'm able to pull off the Hotlanta because I actually have relatives there and it's hot.
They may stop talking to you if you continue to use that phrase.
Do you promise they'll stop?
I have finally found the way.
That's all it takes.
Well, that's like Nash Vegas. People in Nashville.
See? You don't like that? It's the same thing.
I'm from Nashville and I hated that. It didn't make any sense.
I didn't get it either because you know what? I never leave Nashville broke and hungover.
Right.
You know?
That's where you go there aren't
make money, right?
Yeah.
To lose money. Well, why do they call it that anyway?
I think it's because there's people out there in the world that are idiots.
That's kind of how we feel about Hotlanta. It just feels like it doesn't fit anymore. Yeah. It's a little dorky. So we're on this campaign. So you're not the only one that we have schooled so vehemently about this. We really, really mean this. And we've talked to every celebrity that we've ever talked to.
John Mayer is on board.
Janet Jackson.
Did he go on some kind of rant about that?
Yeah, he's very upset about it.
He was cool about it.
See, he was hurt.
He went on and on. Yeah.
He wrote a song.
He's a sensitive guy.
Yeah.
He tweeted.
Very.
He's going to run through the halls of his high school ranting about how Hotlanta is not the proper terminology.
So you really lived in Smyrna for a while?
I did. You know, we lived in Smyrna. We lived in Alpharetta for a while. And
how old were you?
I lived in Atlanta from about 4 years old till we were 12. And then we moved to London, England. And then from London,
That's
I moved back.
Shock.
Home.
Yeah.
Shock. Yeah. From London to London.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, did you even know you were somewhere different?
You know, yes. I mean, they're so similar, especially the dialect there.
Uh-huh.
So similar.
Totally.
You know?
What gets you to London from Atlanta?
Airplane.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Delta. Don't you know that that's the hub out of Atlanta?
It's just Southern man comment.
No, my dad worked for Coca-Cola.
So, oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, but we love it, man. Atlanta's still where my parents live there. And so I get to go back and visit my brother and my parents. And it's like a secondary home. You know, there's if you look at my Wikipedia, which, you know, everyone knows Wikipedia is so right, everything on there. I found out things that I don't even know.
That's how we prep for interviews. I was Wikipedia. I saw you walk through the room. I'm like, ah, crap, Wikipedia.
I was wondering how you figured out I had a third nipple. You know? I was really wondering that. It does. There's so many places that, you know, he's from Atlanta. He's from Alabama. He's from here. And people ask me, where are you actually from? And I don't know. I'm confused. But Atlanta's definitely one of my hometowns.
We need to come up with a new word that combines all the places you're from.
Yeah.
You got Atlanta, London, where else?
Alabama.
Alabama, London. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Nash Vegas.
Yeah,
Vegas.
Work.
Oh, that's too confusing.
You know what you just did to me? You have created some kind of conundrum in my mind, and I think the wheels have locked up. I don't even... Is there smoke coming out of my ears? That must have been the taco.
So what kind of advice could you give to these guys that are going to be doing their thing in the finale?
don't screw up.
Yeah.
You know, do good. Now, I always give the same advice, man. I think my advice has more to do with Thursday than it has to do with the finale.
Yeah.
And that's the, it doesn't matter what the turnout is, what position you finish, first, second, third, fifth. Just know that the following day when this finale's over and there's no more red carpet out front here and the lights have dimmed, that begins the hardest day of work in your life. And from there on, it gets harder and harder. And you should treat it like that, because I think some people get to a point and they go, well, I made it. And you never make it anywhere. You make it to the bottom of the next tier. Mm-hmm. You should always be striving to make it to the top of the next. So that's the best advice I can do. And just always treat people like you want to be treated, man, and don't ever expect it back.
That said, is your musical career now where you envisioned it to be? Is it better where you thought of it? Is it worse, or have you been disappointed?
You know what? I don't ever look at any single... I look at it more like if I was to go back and think about changing any day or thing that happened, the good, the bad, or the ugly, it might change where I am in life. And I think just being a dad and a husband, and, you know, I have my own record label. I put out music that I love. And, you know, hey, would I love to have a Grammy and be top of the charts and to be all that? Yeah, that's cool. That's what you get in the business for. But I think when you start reaching for that and that becomes the end-all, be-all, that's when you start to have a tumultuous time in what you do. For me, I just love every day. I live every minute. And if something good comes out of it, then that's cool. It's bonus, because what I have back home, that's the true good that I have in life. So it's an easy ride, man.
You're a cool dude, Bub Bice.
It's
You're
all
so cool. I'm
it's
almost like wanting to give you a Hotlanta pass, but I can't.
I understand. And hey, I swear to you, this will never happen again. I'm going to be the biggest stickler for this Hotlanta thing.
Thank
I'm going to be the ambassador of Not-Lanta.
Okay. Not-Lanta.
Maybe you've gone too far.
You know,
let's reel it back in a little
it's
bit.
Not Hotlanta.
Right.
And I'm opening a website. You can call and send complaints to nothotlanta.com or .net. We couldn't get not.com. So thanks for y'all's time.
Thanks,
man.
For stopping by. Cool, dude, man. Thanks. All right, so then Bub Bice takes off, and then Jordan Sparks comes up. And even before you see Jordan Sparks, you can feel Jordan Sparks in a room.
She's absolutely so bubbly and cute.
She does just have this energy, right? And she's got this hair now, too. So when you turn around, and where's this energy coming from? And you turn around, there she is.
Mm-hmm.
And her hair is sort of just permeating all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She is just stunning. And she was so cool yesterday.
Yeah. She awesome. Always is cool. And she was, and she hasn't changed in a year.
Yeah. No morning sickness, no nothing.
Oh, you can't do that.
She's the one that confirmed it. Jordan Sparks yesterday.
Bert, you weren't here last time, but Wendy had her Snuggie, and Jordan was very excited to have a Snuggie.
I have one.
Yeah? You got
you
one now?
Just finally got one.
And okay, I take good. It with me on tour. It's perfect, because sometimes we have a million layovers, and they're like 5 hours. Mm-hmm. Put my Snuggie out, slide under a bench, and I'm like knocked out.
You know what we say about that thing? If somebody came to you with that idea a year ago, and they said, look, Jordan, I just need $10,000 to help me out with this thing called a Snuggie, you'd say, get out of here. I'm not giving you 10 grand, right? I mean, before
we
knew it was
going to be wouldn't have given the money, but I would have been, I hope you get it.
Right.
There's a big difference between writing a check and going, way to go, kid.
Yeah, I love the idea. This one, 20. Yes, got it.
What happened?
Sorry. What was that?
Just the dates for the tour. I can't remember what I did last week, so I kind of have to
give a list
in front of me.
Is this like an Atlanta date?
Or
yeah,
yes.
Cool.
When is it?
On the Battlefield tour. June 25th.
Let me ask
confidence.
That's cool.
Yes. Awesome.
Let me ask you a question. Is this kind of a snapshot? Because, of course, you guys can't see what just happened, but Jordan here's hanging out with us, and then somebody comes up, I mean, out of nowhere, an arm comes and drops off a piece of paper with the Atlanta date circled to her.
Yes.
But is that kind of a snapshot of how your life goes? Like, when you wake up in the morning, is there somebody telling you what you're doing today, who you're talking to, makeup people there?
When there is a press day, when I have to do some interviews, like in the morning or something, I have a day sheet that I get that tells me like the week ahead of what I have to do. Sometimes it'll actually say day off, nothing, and I'm like, yes.
So you don't even know you have the day off until the day off.
Yeah, it's a little crazy, but it works and it helps, because like I said, I can barely remember what I did last month. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you where I was. So I try and keep something so I can let you guys know the right stuff. So, you know, it's definitely crazy, but this is my last week. week with a little bit of time off to pack and get ready because I'm going on tour for the Battlefield tour, which I just said June 25th I'll be in Atlanta, which I'm really excited.
I mean, this is your tour. You're headlining, right?
I'm headlining for the first time, yeah.
That's awesome. Great.
That's a congratulations.
Huge. Thank you.
Huge step. That's so amazing. Who's opening for you?
There's a band called Days Difference that'll be opening up for me. They're really sweet. We did a couple of one-off shows, you know, this past month. And then Kate Vogel will be opening as well. And then when she goes, because she has other obligations, Ashlyn Huff is going to be opening up for me as well.
Cool.
So it's crazy to get used to because I'm so used to, you know, being the opener, being the special guest.
Yeah. That's a big step in your career.
How does that process work? Do you choose who opens for you, or mm-hmm. does somebody suggest it, or how does that work?
It's both. I mean, I kind of had no idea because there were a lot of people who, you know, aren't really doing music right now, or like are on their break, like between recording albums or whatever it is. I kind of wanted. I would have loved to have JoJo with me as well. The JoJo Levesque, you know, mm-hmm. get out right now. That song. So I love her. She's so sweet. So I thought she would be a lot of fun. But I mean, she's been out for longer than I am. So I don't know how she would have taken that had I asked her. So yeah. I was like, I'm just gonna not go there. But somebody suggested it too because you know there are other artists up and coming that I don't know about. So my management helped me and I listened to their music and asked and everything. And they're all pretty good. So I'm really really excited to see them.
What has been the biggest surprise and the biggest disappointment for you since Idol? Like about the industry, I think.
About the industry. Well, from being on the outside, you know, when you read a magazine, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, they said that or something like that. Now it's kind of one of those things like, it's obvious, don't believe everything you read or hear because everything is hearsay. It starts with one person kind of overhearing a conversation and they go, like the other day someone went, Jordan Sparks has a baby, and I was like, where did you get that from? Like, what?
Yeah, so, like, I mean, like we're going to isolate that line, Jordan Sparks has a baby.
Yes.
And we're going to use that as a promo to get people to listen to your interview tomorrow.
See, it starts like that and stuff like that does happen. It's a boy.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm just so excited. But yeah, things definitely get really crazy and just learning to, you know, you have to keep your guard up because there are the snakes in the industry, but for the most part, everybody's working. We're all doing the same thing. Like, everybody's working. We all have a job. Whether it's a 9-to-5 or it's singing, it's still work. You still have to be away from your family. You still have to make sacrifices. Like, it's still the same thing. So I guess the crazy thing is just being away from my family as much because I was 17 when I won and right. just kind of growing up in this and growing up in front of everybody, you know. But I guess the biggest thing, I get to sing for my job. I don't know what can be better than
right?
that. So I'm good. Yeah, definitely.
Well, congratulations. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Stopping by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's always good to see you. You look fantastic.
Congratulations really on the baby boy and the Snuggie.
Thank you so much.
Have a great summer.
Yes. I will. Thank you so much.
And we'll see you in Atlanta when?
Atlanta, June 25th, and I'll be at Six Flags. So
okay.
it'll be fun. So come ride some rides and then
awesome.
Come see me perform.
All right. And if you have time, come in studio and hang with us too.
No problem. I'll try. Definitely.
Cool.
Thank
awesome.
You guys.
Thanks, Jordan.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.